Arriba Abajo, El Centro Pa Dentro. Welcome to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami.
All right.
Welcome back to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami.
Welcome to the bonus round, ladies and gentlemen, where we're brought to you part by Don Julio.
All right. Yo, Don Julio, where y'all at, man? Sponsor us. We're giving y'all clout. Yo.
Welcome here.
This is a bonus episode, everybody. So as you know, we don't.
You already know who we are.
We don't do viewer discretion is advised right now.
We don't do introductions.
If you're listening to the bonus episode right now,
you already know who we are.
You already know what we about. All right. You already know what we about, and we already drunk. Yo, how the hell, bro? Like I'm. You know. All right.
Oops. These drinks are strong as fuck, man.
It's a freestyle day today. We don't really have no plans in this bonus episode over here. Yeah.
All right, thank you guys so much for watching, subscribing.
Until next time. But real talk. Yo, I've done a lot of bullshit in my life, man. I've gotten away with a lot of fuckery. Yeah. I've gotten away with a lot. When I say a lot of fuckery, I mean, there is some shit that I look back on and I'm just like, how in the actual fuck did I get away with this shit? Tell the story of the biggest bullshit that you've done in your entire life that you got away with.
The biggest bullshit?
Like, just tell me the story of like, yo, like you look back on this moment and you're just like, damn, I can't believe I got away with that, like scathe free.
I would say it was in the beginning of my career in the fitness industry. I went and I slept with one of my clients.
Oh.
Yeah. At the time, I was...
Oh, you broke like the cardinal rule of personal training. You know?
I didn't say what my profession was, bro. God damn.
You said one of your clients, bro.
In the fitness industry.
Yeah, in the fitness... Bro, whoa.
If y'all listening, y'all dumb as hell.
If y'all don't believe this personal training, like there's Pornhub videos about this, bro. There's straight up Pornhub videos about this, bro. Get that shit out of here.
Look, so I was in my first year of
training.
Excuse me.
It's one of those professions where females expect you to be a fuckboy.
And I was like, I was training. I'm gonna paint a picture.
Paint it.
So, first year, my first job as a personal trainer, my only job in New York, right? I was in Training Manhattan, the most exclusive club, fitness, private, invite only facility at the time, right? You had J-Lo training there, like Jimmy Fallon, Liv Tyler, like you had all like top names. Kate Upton, like you have all top names training in this facility. And I'm not going to say what facility it is for the sake of exclusivity.
People going to be able to guess this.
So I was there, you know, I was training, whatever. I was 1 year in, amazing experience, right? And then there's this girl.
I don't even know this story yet.
Yeah, you know this story.
Maybe I'd have heard it.
And so, right, there was this girl that was my client where she was felt like I could tell like the vibe was there. Like I could tell, but I never pushed it, right? She had a sister and her sister was training with another trainer who was my good friend at the time. And she was like, one day she was like, hey, let's go and grab a beer. And I was like, all right. That day. She said later that day, today, let's grab a beer.
That day, she had her fishing line and she casted it away.
She
casted it away, you know?
And I went and I bit it. So I went. Actually, that day we went for drinks in a rooftop at my friend's place. And then I invited her over with her sister. And her sister came, of course. My friend, who was her sister's trainer, was there. And, dude, like...
All trainers.
This is just
a nonstop line of trainers right now.
Yeah, we were all the trainers were there.
Y'all giving trainers a bad name over here for fuckboys.
So we start making out heavy, and I start, you know, and then she starts dragging me over to her place. She takes me to her place.
Rule number one.
Beautiful fucking place ever. Like penthouse in New York City, like skyline in New York, like beautiful. We're having sex. Her boyfriend
was out of town.
And no, she was single. She was trying to, like, I mean, I can go deeper with this story, but. So, long story short, I fucked up. I slept with someone I shouldn't have. And I almost lost my job because I thought I was going to get caught because her mom knows everything. Like, her mom and her are so close. Like, her daughters, but, she's super close.
But why would you lose your job over that?
So her mom is really close with my boss at the time.
Oh,
and if he would have found out that I did something like that, he would be like, "Yo, like, and you can't be sleeping with clients like that."
Yeah, and in the fitness industry, it's a known rule: you don't sleep with your clients as a trainer. Mind you, the reason you don't do that is because it fucks around with your paper and it fucks around with your business's paper.
Yeah.
You don't do it. It's just a firm no-go. Everybody thinks it happens regularly. Not as much as you would think, because I care more about my pocket being filled up with your money than I do about sleeping with you.
Than filling you up.
That's on period.
Yeah. So that was the one time that I was like, oh shit, like I fucked up. I'm gonna get caught. And yo, like, honestly, my boss at the time, like, he knew me. Like, he knew when I was hungover. He always knew when I went out the night before. He always knew. He always knew. But that time, I think he even knew about it, but he didn't say anything. But he didn't say anything to me. But to this day, I don't know if he knows or not. But he didn't say anything about it. I didn't get in trouble. I didn't lose my job over it, thank God. But I almost lost my fucking job because I slipped up that one time. And ever since, that was the first and only time that happened. And I've been in the industry for 8 years, so.
I have too many.
And I've seen and trained a lot of beautiful women in my life.
So. And I have too many fuck-ups to, like, actually bring up. Like, just one. Like, yo, there's so many fuck-ups in my life. Like, my entire life is just made of fuck-ups. But I do want to tell the story about how... And I think you know this story right here. So, when I was in the military, you know, I just came back from deployment. I made a shit ton of money on deployment. I made hazard pay, overseas pay, sea pay. I made all these tax-free pay. I made all this type of freaking different pay, right? And with all the money I made, I paid off my brand new car. I had a brand new 2013 Ford Fusion. Paid it off completely. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to give this car to my mama. And I'm going to buy myself a Mustang. Bro, I cleared it. Like, you know, I completely cleaned out my debt. It was like $22,000 in debt or whatever. Completely, like, just cleared it out because I was saving nonstop money the entire time I was deployed. Bought myself a Mustang, right? While I'm driving the Mustang out the lot, a day later, there's this bridge in South Carolina. If you're in the Marine Corps, you'll know this bridge. This is long ass bridge, and I decided, like, you know what? I want to see how fast this car can go. Bro, I take this car like 130 miles per hour. This is the day after.
Damn.
This is the day after Thanksgiving. That entire freaking highway, zoom, 130, day after Thanksgiving. I see a cop car on the other side of the bridge as I'm freaking going down this highway. And I'm just like, yo, I see this shit, bro. And I'm just like, fuck. I had two choices. Choice number one, pull over.
Keep going.
Choice number one, pull over, accept my dues. And you know what? It is what it is. I'm going to get a ticket. Fuck it. Might go to jail. Choice number two, drive faster and try not to get caught. Guess which one I chose?
Drive faster, try not to get caught.
Boy, I fucking took off. I don't even know how fast I was going in that car. It was a stick shift, bro. I was just freaking taking the hell off. This is whenever Mustang went from that old model to what the current model is right now in 2020. This was like way back in like 2014, mind you. So I was like the first, I was like one of the only people out in South Carolina with that Mustang model. So it was like, it looked like a completely different car. Bro, I was taking off. I'm just like zooming past all these freaking vehicles. And I got caught in Thanksgiving traffic.
Damn.
I got caught in Thanksgiving traffic. Mind you, I think like 20, 30 minutes went by. 20, 30 minutes. And I'm just like, you know what? It's been 20, 30 minutes. I can slow the fuck down. I didn't have to worry about rushing. I was stuck in traffic anyways. I'm like, fuck it. Like, the cop probably was just like, yo, fuck it. Like, I'm not going to catch him. Traffic finally loosened up. And I see this cop car with lights on. And I look in my rearview mirror and I'm just like, I think nothing of it. I'm just like, yo, it's been 20, 30 minutes. I'm like, it's been
Damn.
20. Bro, this, mind you, for this cop that's listening to this podcast, fuck you. Fuck you. Like, straight up. God damn. My cops that are in like military towns, they're like the biggest dicks ever. Like, these are motherfuckers who probably wanted to become a Marine or wanted to become an Army, a soldier or something, but just didn't have the balls enough to do it. And then all of a sudden, now they want to be dickheads. And because they're in a military town. And I say that truthfully. I want y'all to feel that one right there. This motherfucker, 30 minutes later, 30 minutes later, I get pulled over.
What?
30 minutes later, wow. I get pulled. Now I'm not saying I was. Now I'm not saying I was in the right. I was definitely wrong by speeding. But God damn it, man! 30 minutes later in a brand new car, I got pulled over. Obviously, he didn't have a gun, so he didn't clock me. So he was trying to get me to admit that I was speeding. Do you know why I pulled you over? I don't know. Why did you pull me over? You know how fast you were going by in that bridge? I was going to speed that every single other car around me was going. I was going around that speed. He's like, yo, you're reckless. He tried to hit me with a reckless driving. I hired a lawyer. I had to. Like, bro, I was a misdemeanor. And in South Carolina, it's a misdemeanor, like, to go above the speed limit type shit or reckless driving even. I'm like, nah, I'm not taking this shit right here. I'm like, misdemeanor. I had to tell my chain of command. They all looked at me like, you're a fucking idiot. Why the fuck were you driving that fast? All this bullshit. I actually got more in trouble in the Marine Corps than I did in the civilian world. But that was like one of like the big, like one of the big main things that I can recall accurately, because I'm still pissed about that. I'm still pissed that I had to pay like $500+ for a fucking lawyer to get a fucking misdemeanor off my license type shit. And I had to do 40 hours of community service.
All right, so that sucks, doing the 40 hours community service. So fuck Poinsett Lucy for giving me a ticket for, all right, so I'm going to tell you my only, first and only ticket that I've ever gotten, right? My first and only ticket was actually a speeding ticket. And it was in fucking Port St. Lucie. And I was speeding because I was just trying to get home. Like, I legit Like, I was going 96. I wasn't even going that fast. Like,
that boy said, I was going 96.
It wasn't even that fast. Honestly.
By Florida standards, that is not that fast at all. That's by Florida standards, you'll have an old lady pass you if you're going 96.
Like, and I was on the left lane. Like, I was on the speed lane. You know what I mean? The highway is like 65, 75. And motherfuckers are
still past you. I know this because when I've driven back from Florida to South Carolina when I was still in the military, bro, I still had motherfuckers passing me.
Yeah. So I was in Port St. Lucie driving, blah, blah, blah. And the motherfucker gave me a fucking speeding ticket. And that shit ended up turning into a fucking 400 and something dollar ticket.
Yeah. Bro, those things are not cheap. Those things are not cheap. And I'll give myself this one thing. Whenever I was in South Carolina or North Carolina, the cops there are dickheads. They know this. They're proud of it. They're queer. They freaking know this. Mind you, not to say nothing bad because of the queer community, because I know, you know, it's a sense of social justice warriors, man. It's a real thing right now. But in towns that don't have military, Florida is one of those prime examples. You don't have a main military base here. When military gets caught in Florida, is not as bad as if military gets caught in South or North Carolina or even Cali, San Diego, wherever there's a main base, the cops around that main base tend to have, like, you know, a zero tolerance type ordeal, which is, to me, I think that's bullshit. Like, you know, you have these freaking young men and women who are stupid. Granted, they're dumb. They should be in trouble for, like, any dumb shit that they do, but not to the degree that other people are, because we're kind of doing something that nobody else is really doing, you know? If I'm speeding, it's because I'm dumb. If you're speeding, it's because you're an asshole.
I was speeding because I was just trying to get home. I was trying to get home.
He has to get home that badly.
Yeah,
he has to get home that badly.
And
if I'm speeding, it's because my staff sergeant is going to yell at me so badly, and I'm going to get NJP'd. I'm going to lose half my pay, and I'm going to fucking go to barracks jail. There's a difference.
Yeah. It all really just depends on what you're speeding for.
But at the end of the day, we can all say,
fuck the cops.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Nah, man. We love and support the blue.
Yeah, we love to support the blue.
But I love fucking with y'all, though. It's fun.
Yeah, I got a lot of family that are, honestly,
cousins. Bro, my best friend is a cop. You know, so I like saying fuck the police, especially because I know he's gonna be some type of way.
You don't feel hurt.
And typically, if you listen to WTF Miami, you know that we just like to piss off people.
We just like to piss everybody off.
Yeah. Yo, there's a certain sense of, like, how do I call it? Sadism. That's what it is. Is it sadism? No. I just like pissing people off because, you know, fuck
y'all. It's a point of trigger.
Because fuck y'all. That's the point of a trigger. That's it, man. We're trolls. That's what it is.
There you go, trolls.
We're trolls, man. Yeah, we troll everybody, man. Like, ain't nobody safe. Yeah, you think you're safe? Let me find out what pisses you off, and I'm gonna push that button. Just because I like to make myself laugh. And that's the whole point that we do this show. We like to make this show for people who like to laugh. We like to do this show because we have to laugh while we're doing it. Because if we're not laughing while we're doing this shit, then it's not fun for us anymore. And we're just not going
to
do it.
I'm trying to think of what else fucked up.
It's okay.
I can't think.
It's okay. Hey, thanks for listening to this bonus episode. You know, we ran out of shit to talk about. You know, make sure you ask us questions, because this is what we ask you to ask us questions. And if you have somebody that you want to be a special guest here to WTF Miami.
Yes.
Shoot us a DM. Yeah, let us know. Like, yo, if you're a social justice warrior just wants to make us look bad on camera, you're more than welcome to come over here. Fuck it. You know?
Come on over.
I've been made look dumb plenty of times, and that shit is not going to hurt my feelings. Trust me. You know what will hurt my feelings? If you don't,
you're not sharing. If you're not sharing this video, if you're not liking this video, if you're not telling your family about this video,
if you're not telling your hoes about this video,
especially if you're not telling your girl about this video.
Until next time, everybody.
Peace.
Yo, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and introduce WTF Miami to your friends and family. We appreciate all of your support. Until next time, cheers.